Good evening. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Woohoo! All right. Now we are live in action. This is your weekly paranormal supernatural fix. Actually, not weekly. It's like we do this Sunday too, so your second dose of it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Woo! Yeah! Life is good. Everyone's back in school. The school year's going alive in action. Life is magical. Everything's fun and happening. And thank you so much for joining. Thank you for this. And we get to be here doing a service for spirit, doing a service for you, doing a service for me, doing a service for all of you at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. So, what's going on this week? We've got some fun things, fun, new, exciting things that I'm going to report from the paranormal news. Here we go. Here's some, right here for the paranormal news. Oh my goodness, hold on. Yeah, that's right. Make animal noises. So we have XTC. We're playing the entire Mummer album. Which I actually, you know, that was probably that was my first XTC records that I bought. First XTC vinyls that I bought. And everything from back to front is just unbelievable. So what happened there? You know, we're going to get into it after our guided meditation. Guess who else we have channeling? Marilyn Monroe. We've got the spirit of Marilyn Monroe here. This is going to be some good stuff. We've synchronicities, signs, literal signs after signs after signs happening. It's just craziness, just pure full-on craziness that happened. And we're going to see some messages from her, and we're going to see, you know, and did you know that she was a singer and a musician? She was fantastic. She was wonderful. So we're going to play some Marilyn Monroe music too, along with the Mummer soundtrack album. So hang tight, skis, because you are really, really in for it. You are in for this magical happening. So just get nice and comfy cozy, because it is your weekly treat. Yeah, I got your treat for you right here. So this is your time right now. I know, yeah, I'm so excited for everybody. And I'm so blessed. Can I just say how blessed I am that you all tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to get this guided meditation? Like, thank you. Thank you for doing this for yourself. Thank you for tuning in and listening, because this really is what makes this so amazing is that it's not just me over here on the radio and just, you know, playing music and talking. You're literally getting something from this. I get to give. And that feeling of giving is a really beautiful, wonderful, satisfying, joyful feeling. And when you get to receive, this is what this is all about. And this is why I feel so good after the show. And every time I come on radio, why the vibration lifts, because this is the intention is to put out, to heal, to love, and to gain new perspective, open up places in your consciousness. So let's start. I'll stop, you know, rambling on. So get nice and cozy. Take some nice deep breath in and out. I'm gonna give you some time right now to just sit with this and instead of just rushing right into the talking. Just give you some time right now to feel into your breath. In, out, in, and out, in, out, yeah. Just give you some time right now to be here with spirit, be here with yourself, and receive this beautiful, beautiful gift that we all have right here to have access to. Now, wherever you are, You could be driving. You could be laying down. You can be outside walking. You can be cleaning. You can be doing any kind of activity that's happening. You could be doing any of these things. What's important right now is to remember to just be. To come into this space to just be. Just be and just sit with the love and the magic of spirit. And now you can feel the beautiful autumn that's coming in, coming towards us. Yes, it's we are still feeling the hot, hot heat of summer. And we are allowing summer to leave us very nicely. We're allowing summer to have its last blaze, its last heat waves, its last excitement. And we are allowing this beautiful summer to say goodbye as we enter beautiful fall. Come into contact right now into that place of all those things we would like to let go of. Because as we enter into fall, we understand our beautiful connection to the trees and how the trees just beautifully and naturally let go of all their leaves. Because they know at a certain time in a certain place, they will be restored. Now you can feel that energy with yourself in your life. You are okay to let go of certain things right now that are not serving you, because you know that as the trees go through its process, it's beautiful, beautiful, lush green. As the trees have their beautiful color, their beautiful lush green, eventually they turn into the most beautiful, bright orange and reds and yellows. And you are just glowing at your prime with the new. And then eventually they fade off and they die off. It is a process of being able to let go, because we know we've never lost anything. Step into this energy where some things you felt may have worried you, things you may have been concerned with, things that may have stressed you out this week. You can feel what they felt like. So many of us were feeling the high energy of the supermoon with the retrograde. There was a lot of transitioning happening. And with that, some of us have let go of, right now, been able to let go of any turmoil. This is your permission to remove anything that no longer serves you. This is your permission right now to allow yourself to have that healing come in, to allow yourself to have that love and that unconditional light pour into you, because we're remembering how loved we are no matter what we have done, no matter what we did, no matter what has been done to us, no matter how disempowered we might have felt in that moment. Remember that it was a temporary experience for us to get to those beautiful places now where we can breathe, those beautiful places now where we can smile and laugh, and those beautiful places where we could heal. We come into the most beautiful healing of our lives right now in this moment. We shed all that old skin, the old self, just like a snake sheds its old skin. We're shedding that other layer of energy that doesn't serve us. And I'm going to gently pull this away. We're going to gently pull that off like a layer. We're going to gently cut any or remove any cords that are no longer serving us, and we're going to remove them from the root. We're going to remove those cords, and we're going to have Archangel Michael come in and gracefully and sweetly and nicely put his hands on those cords, and he will dissolve them in his hands. You are safe and protected right now in this moment. You are so loved. Your light is so big and so bright. Your magic fills an entire room. No matter where you are, your energy is vibrating at such a level that it can change time and space somewhere else on the planet. You have the power to move energy with your mind and create the most beautiful piece of light that dances with me, with you, with everyone. This world is one big manifestation of good and love and joy and higher vibration and the beauty of your higher self dancing, loving, and being amazed right now in this moment. Feel the love, feel the joy, feel the magic and the beauty of the spirit that always wants you to feel good. We must feel good at this time. As we raise our vibration, we are able to meet forces with the law of attraction. We are able to attract all that we want in this feeling good and feeling safe and feeling belonging and grounded. We must get to this point of being grounded right now. Filling our love, our life, our lungs with that fresh, clean air and breathing out our spirit's truth. You can feel the energy in your soul emerging right now, and it's intertwined with the beautiful air. It's intertwined with the nature. It's so intertwined that you can't tell the difference between you and nature right now. You've allowed yourself to be the limitless, to be the timeless, to be the plentitude right here. You are allowing God's love take you and say it's okay. We must have a level of safety within our hearts. We must have a level of knowing that everything is going to be okay. Go back to that place of infancy where we never really worried. We didn't have that consciousness yet to worry or be fearful. We just came into this world. All we knew was being kissed and hugged and loved and fed and having our diapers changed. That's all we knew. We were pure love. Come back to that place. Come back to that place of being an infant because it never left you. That consciousness never left you. That place to feel safe never left you. You deserve to always feel safe. You deserve to always feel good. You deserve to feel loved. Being in pure joy. Beauty is here. Beauty is in magic. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. We are one and one with the infinite intelligence right now, expanding our vices and expanding our spiritual cosmic glow, we connect with the highest good right now. We are connecting. So in this moment, as we are connecting to our highest beautiful good, in this moment of connecting to our highest good, feel the love of angels surrounding you. You can feel it. You can feel the vibration lifting you as you feel angels all around you. You can feel their beauty. You can feel their strength. But most of all, you can feel their unconditional love. You see, angels love so unconditionally. Angels vibrate at the highest level. And when you vibrate high, they meet you right there. Joy is here for you. You are so blessed. Your angels will be here with you. And after the show, contact them. Think of your loved ones. Remember them. This is a time to remember them. This is a time to feel their presence around you. They can help you with anything. Anything you need, anything you want to ask for, they're there. All you have to do is believe. Believe and you shall receive their communication. Angels are so beautiful because their love is beautiful, just like you. Let's feel love, let's feel goodness, and let's be. As we open up to angels, know that their presence is here for you. You will be open to insight and revelation. Here you will be connected to your greatest and highest yet to be. You are so special. Oh, this is a beautiful day for you. And I congratulate you. Amen. Amen. So when you are ready, I want you to take some nice deep breaths in and out. Just sit here with spirit for a moment. You're so beautiful. Amen. 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 Oh, thank you so much for joining me with that meditation, guided meditation. I hope you could feel angels, and I hope you could feel spirit and the connection and relaxation, peace, whatever it is that you needed. I hope you received it. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. Please stay tuned. Enjoy some XTC. We're going to be talking about spirit the whole show. And guess what we have at 7:05? The shamanic drum circle, the shamanic journeying and sound healing just for you. Yeah, it doesn't end. It does not end. It doesn't end. So thank you. Namaste. Woo!
You see, love is This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Oh,
Hello, all. It is this. This is Ryan Merlinite, the Boston medium. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, I believe I can fly. Ooh, I believe I can touch the sky. I'm channeling R. Kelly now. I don't know if this is good or bad. I don't know. That's a good song. I mean, it's a great song. Even though it's R. Kelly, you can't deny it. It's a good song. I believe... Don't you just want to sing it to your soul? Like, yeah. Well, good. I mean, I was just kidding. It's a high vibration. I hope you're enjoying this album, this XTC album. It's so good. Like, I'm here listening to it, and I'm like, oh my God, I totally understand why Spirit wanted me to play this. I totally get it. And I just wanted to show you something. Oh yeah, so anyways. So what was interesting is that last week we had Spirit of Bill Monroe, who nonstop was showing me signs after signs. So this was like, this wasn't this Sunday, but this was last Sunday. I was like, okay, Spirit, you know, who's the next one who wants to come in my dreams for on my playlist and yada, yada, yada. And so, you know, I was playing Bill Monroe on my radio show. Then I leave and I go to the record store. They're talking about Bill Monroe. I see a sign, street sign, Monroe. I get a call, a random call on the day of my show from Monroe, Michigan. I get all these numbers, synchronistic numbers. And this week, I kept seeing the sign Monroe again. And I kept seeing this. I was like, okay, Bill, you're still with me. That's cool. But then I felt something else. And I was like, wait a minute. This is Marilyn. I was like, this is sweet, beautiful Marilyn who has been with me forever. And she was the first spirit that actually I was able to ever see. I think I started seeing her when I was around like 10 years old. I started seeing her spirit. And she was probably like, she was a huge inspiration to me. There was something about her that really captivated, that captivated my attention. Besides the fact that she was just beyond beautiful, it wasn't just that. There was something going on that I could see. And I could see beyond the physical of what was going on. And later on, actually, I found out she actually knows how to, she was psychokinetic. So let me explain to you exactly what, you know, psychokinetic is. And psychokinetic is the ability to it's like telekinesis. It's the ability to manipulate energy with your mind, but in a way that's so vivid and so present. So what she was able to do, actually, there was this story that was written that when somebody was hanging out with her in New York, and she was saying, you know, this was an encounter with this person who told the story, and he was saying, you know, I never seen anything like this. She would be in New York. She looked very plain, very regular. Nobody would know who she was. And this is at the height of her being famous. And then they had a discussion, and she does this thing where she goes, do you want to watch me be her? And she was talking about Marilyn. So this is like Norma Jean saying about Marilyn, do you want to watch me be her? And what she would do is she transformed into Marilyn Monroe, but it was like this energy. And this person who said he'd never seen anything like it, all of a sudden the cars slowed down. Everybody started staring at her. Everybody. And so when I read that story, I got chills to the high heavens. Like, I got chills because I was like, oh my God. When I was younger, I knew she had this magical, like, power, and I couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew she was not of this world. Like, what she was able to do with her mind was beyond what we can even understand. So that is what psychokinetic is. And so, you know, and a lot of people do that all the time. They do. And, you know. So she was one of the greats. And one of, again, one of the, she was the very first spirit that I could see. So she's been with me my whole life. So, you know, not surprising that Marilyn has been with me forever. And why she would, you know, choose to give me so much information. But it was just beyond crazy, the things that were going on. So after that, I would run into, so I kept running into signs. Then I ran into a sign. Guess what? After I ran into that sign, Monroe, this was literally on my way to my radio, on my radio show last. I think this was like, what time was this? I think this was last week. But I was lit. I forgot what day I was, but this was like literally. Anyways, I was on my way to the radio show, and I think this was like on a day that I wasn't doing radio. Yeah, it was like a Tuesday. No, it was like a Monday, last Monday or something. So anyways, I was riding to the station, and I kept seeing the signs. Then I see a sign, Brentwood Realtor, and I was like, Brentwood is where she lived in California, because, you know, I memorize everything about Marilyn Monroe. Then I see a sign like Helena Studios. She lived on Helena Drive is the street of her. And then I see a sign as I'm going, coming here to WMFO, Miller. Arthur Miller was her husband. And then it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. I have a book, and it's like a book, but it's fictional stories and poems about Marilyn. So somebody wrote a book about, and it's fictional stories and poems. And I was just like, all right, I'm just going to take this book and I'm going to open it. I don't know why I'm doing this, because obviously I'm just drawn to it. And that's what happens when you're dealing with spirits. Sometimes you're just drawn to these things. I open it, and the first page, I kid you not, says Dead Talk. And it says, I am Marilyn Monroe and I'm speaking from the dead. Literally, that is literally what happened. I am Marilyn Monroe and I am speaking from the dead was the first page I opened up. Mind you, I didn't never really even read that book. I only bought it because it was cheap and I collect Marilyn Monroe memorabilia. And plus, they were fictional stories and poems. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't really that into it. But to have it was, you know, I was like, why wouldn't I have that? And it literally, I am Marilyn Monroe and I'm speaking from the dead. Oh my goodness. It's just, it's nuts. And so it's not nuts, but it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's rich. It's full of life. It's full of energy. And I'm going to make another angel collage to put that together. So right now, everything, it's just, I can't wait to see what she has to say at the end of the show. Again, these things are real. These things are happening. These things are, until, you know, they're just beyond what we can conceive. But the spirit world exists, and this is why I'm so grateful and so happy that I have this here to share this with you, because I'm sure there are people out here listening that you've experienced the same things, but you don't, sometimes you don't really talk about it because it's like, ooh, nutso world. Or if you say something, somebody's like, yeah, you're legit crazy. And I'm here to remind you, you are not crazy. I'm here to remind you that this exists. No doubt, no doubt about it. I love you so much. Like, this love is me being here communicating with angels, and you feeling this for yourself. This is this is something you've got to feel for yourself, you know? This isn't something here that I'm trying to convince you that exists. There's already something in you that knows. And so when you can hear about these experiences, you know, it helps you. It helps to spark your own communication with them. And I really feel in my heart why it's celebrities, because as much as we want to pretend like we hate celebrities, as much as we want to pretend that we don't live in a celebrity obsessed society, That is the reality. So why not utilize this for good? Why not utilize their spiritual side for good? Because they've crossed over, they have the messages, they have the help, they went through it, they understand something, they know things about this world that we don't. Why? Not because they're celebrities, but because they've had such a strong influence. And people who have such a strong influence in this world and live that path, they know certain things that we don't. So it's important that, you know, we listen to these messages, whether, you know, whether we believe in them or not, whether we like these people or not, whether, you know, it's, you know, I remember I had an encounter where I'm not an Elvis fan at all, but he has come to me many times. And that actually turned me around and actually made me, I kind of ended my kind of dislike for Elvis because of that. So because I was able to communicate with him and really feel his spirit, I kind of ended that and leaned more to appreciating more of who, you know, his spirit rather than what he falsely represented in my eyes. So yeah, it's cool. You know, this is what the spirit world does. It takes you away from the ego aspect and it brings you into this unconditional loving aspect. Because that's what we are. We're spirit. We're not with this physical appearance in this body. We really aren't. So when we can come to this place, and that's the whole point of why it's like why you can't actually see them. Like, I mean, you can, that's the thing. You can physically see them, but sometimes why it takes so long for you to actually really physically, like for me, I don't have to fit. Like it's like, sometimes I can physically see them like right there in front of me. And sometimes it's more of a presence. And so the whole point of that is because they really don't have an identity. The only reason why someone's coming in is like Marilyn Monroe and your uncle or your aunt or your grandmother is because they're identifying, you know, who they are at that moment. So that's the only reason why that it comes in that way. But other than that, they're literally floating specks of light, and maybe they'll return to this earth, maybe they'll go somewhere else, but in the end, we're all together though in the spirit world. See, no matter where we go, no matter in our life, no matter where we go in life as spirit, no matter if we reincarnate, no matter if we go to another planet, no matter if we go somewhere else, no matter where we go, we're always going to see our loved ones. Always. We're always going to be connected. It's always going to be there. We're all one. It's impossible not to see your loved ones when you cross over. It's beautiful. So, all right, let's get back into the music because about 20 minutes, we have the shamanic drumming. So I'm really excited about all of this. And I was just like, okay, I really want to put a Marilyn song. I play Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. I want to play something else that's a little bit different and a little bit upbeat. And it's from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Yeah, and it's with Jane. So it's with Jane Russell. So, yeah. It's the one with Jane Russell. So, making sure she's going to be in this. It's such a good movie. That's my favorite Marilyn Monroe movie. I highly encourage you to see that if you get a chance, because it's so funny. It's so comical, and she does such a fantastic job. That was the movie that got me into old movies, because when I saw that, I was just like, oh my God, these old movies are the best. The classic Hollywood, they're the best. They're innocent. They're fanciful. They're everything's dancing and singing. Everything's just exaggerated and built in imagination and takes you far away from real life. And I really wish they made movies like that still. I really do. And I just long always to watch these. So here we go. Here's Bye Bye Baby.
Bye bye baby. Remember you're my baby when they give you the eye. Although that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me then. My shadows will fly, though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by. And by with my baby by
in
and
the
by.
Sweet.
Gloomy,
but send that rainbow to me,
then my shadows will fly.
Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
With my baby by and by. I'll be in my room alone, every post meridian, and I'll be with my diary and that book by Mr. Gideon.
Your plans are mentioned in the tinder wood. You never
Hello.
Ooh.
Woo. Whoa there, Nellie.